I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by AGWSR Activities Director Dave Showalter. The new school year is right around the corner, starting up this Monday, in fact. And Dave, thanks for taking some time. Always a pleasure to talk about AGWSR activities and athletics. Just to start off, we talked a little bit before we started. You guys are getting rolling with the new school year pretty soon. What keeps you busy here this time of year right now?
Oh, I always joke there's always something, but I mean, right now it's getting ready for we got home football next Friday, so I'm making sure everything's ready to go for that, testing out different equipment there. You get your fall programs in and you think you got everything lined up, then there's the we need this, this, and this, so you got to go back through your checklist and get that stuff lined up. And with classes started now, we got the academic side rolling around here pretty quick with back to school night tonight on Thursday, and then with kids give it a go on Monday. We kind of have a unique setup with our first full week of school is early out there. Kind of gives everybody a chance to, break in that week, especially the elementary. It's kind of nice there. So, 135 dismissal, I think, our whole first week. Then we'll have a couple events next week. We got road volleyball on Tuesday, the Grundy Quad, and then our home opener for football will be Friday night.
Yeah, so things are going to be getting rolling here pretty quickly. And with the new school year comes a couple of new head coaches for sure coming up. I know certainly right now you got a new volleyball coach, and then another opening with baseball here that you'll have to get filled later on in the summer season coming up. But when it comes to welcoming Kayla on board for volleyball, tell me a little bit about her and what she's bringing to the table here with this Cougar volleyball program.
Yeah, Kayla Nicias, now Kayla Miller, I guess she was recently married. AP grad, I believe, oh, 2018-ish, maybe somewhere around there. I can't remember what year she told me. But she brings a lot of energy. Obviously, we're gonna miss Coach Smith, all she did for our program over the last 7 years. She also had a lot of energy and a lot of excitement in the program. So hopefully, Kayla's able to carry that around as well. We did return assistant coaches as well, and Caitlin Cope's going to help out with the program this year. So it's a younger coaching staff. I think they're excited to get the year going as well. We've got some good numbers right now for our volleyball program, and kind of a nice mix of some new faces and some returning experience, returning talent as well.
Yeah, and this just kind of came into my mind here as well. But on the topic of coaches, James Cope was telling me last week that the football staff has almost doubled in size, right? Because of some volunteers joining the program as well. I have to imagine that's pretty nice for you guys to be able to have that kind of support for the program and be able to have some of those volunteers, dedicating their time, really not for much in return, at least monetary wise, anyway.
Absolutely. He approached me in the spring about bringing on some volunteer coaches, and we've had some in the past. But he showed me a list, and so that's definitely a growing list there. Some young guys with some, like you said, some willingness, some eagerness to help out the program however they can. Our new ag teacher is one of them. He's also our junior high football coach. So that's kind of nice there. He gets a chance to work with both programs a little bit. Joel Thiessen, another one of our volunteers, David Cope, Scott Williams has been a volunteer for us over the years. Lucas Hoyer came over and wanted to be a part of our program. So we're excited to have Coach Hoyer helping out with our offensive line. And Jesse Dennis is another one of our volunteer coaches. It's kind of hard to keep track of all of them, to be honest, off the top of your head, because that group did grow quite a bit. And then Brock Holmgard's been a volunteer coach for us for as long as I've known Brock, and he's definitely dedicated a tremendous amount of time and effort to our football program for, like you said, very low compensation. So excited about all the help that Coach Cope has this year. His other two assistants, Riley Shipper, Bill Huebner, both bring a lot of experience to the game. So I know they had a morning practice today with back to school night tonight. So always kind of nice to let the dog outside and hear the pads popping a little bit. So nice way to get your Thursday morning started.
Absolutely. And you guys have had a couple of sharing agreements over the years with Iowa Falls Alden. I know, especially with cross country here in the fall. As far as those are all concerned, is it kind of going to be status quo here again this year, or what's that looking like for you guys?
Yep, looking pretty similar. Obviously, girls tennis moving to the fall. We do have a few Girls playing tennis for Iowa Falls as well without sharing agreement. But then cross country has pretty much stayed the same there. Handful of girls running cross country over there. I do not believe we have a boy running cross country this year. And then I believe four or five tennis players as well. So that added fall activity meant that we had some more kids going out for some stuff. So that's always good to get kids participating in something. So by adding that extra fall activity, that allowed a few more numbers there as well.
Yeah, and with that, are you guys allowing dual sports at this point, or is it still just there, or is it still just one sport that students are able to do per season?
Allowed, yeah. I mean, it's we haven't really had one in particular. I believe we've got a couple gals that are playing volleyball and being football cheerleaders. That schedule works a little bit easier. I know volleyball typically goes in the mornings on Fridays. So that works out. There was a lot of discussion when there's that opportunity that boys golf was going to move to the fall, like they talked about. Then that was going to be a we're really going to have to look at what dual sporting would entail. So we're obviously welcome to it, but we just got to talk with kids about, now you're taking on two activities at a time. You still got your academics. So making sure we've got a good balance there.
All right, and as we start a new school here, what are some I guess maybe I don't know how to say maybe like a mission for the activities department as a whole, or maybe some of the biggest points of emphasis that you're kind of sharing with your coaches, all your band director, choir director, people like that that are just a general direction, I guess, for these activities and athletics, things like that, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, we got some new administration this year as well. Our superintendent, Ben Petty, is shared with BCLUW. Always fun to listen to him rattle off the two schools because you got the alphabet there. And then Michael Wabel is our new high school principal. He's been dean of students. He's been in the classroom before for us. So kind of looking at some new admin. And one of the things they're rolling out is a lead by example for academics. And I think that's very easily applicable for our activities for both sports, fine arts, whatever it is, just we've got a lot of good coaches, a lot of good sponsors, and people that take a lot of time out of their day, whether volunteer or not, to help out for our kids. So I think that's a pretty good direction for us to go as well for the activities is just lead by example, doing the right thing, being positive role models for our kids, because we've got a lot of great kids as well. So we want to make sure we're helping them put the best foot forward, not just in their activity, but in class, in the community, out in public. So, if our adults are doing that, it definitely goes a long ways for our kids as well.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts or anything else coming up on the horizon that folks should be aware of as it relates to HWSR activities?
Just we're excited for the new year. Obviously, some changes here with new volleyball coach. Probably have a couple other coaching positions open at some point that we'll be looking at, but always exciting time when it comes to August. You get the new school year rolling around, and when you got a couple early home activities, you kind of get a chance to set the tone early for the school year. So you look forward to that as well. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Cougar Booster Club. They do a tremendous amount of stuff for our activities, both at the junior high and high school level. Tremendous support there, and it's funny because a lot of our officers that are in that have had kids that have graduated and they don't have any more kids in the building, but they're part of our community and they want to see the activities continue to grow and succeed. So, Cougar Booster Club does a lot for us. We'll have our Booster Club Blitz coming up here pretty soon, where we ask kids to go get sponsorships. Our second home game of the year, is our Blitz night. So a big night for our Booster Club. So, just we're very thankful for all they do and continue to have that relationship with them between the school and Booster Club.
All right, that's HWSR Activities Director Dave Showalter. Thanks again for the time today. Always a pleasure to talk about Cougar activities, and we'll catch you around the school year.
Sounds good. Thanks, John. Thanks for all the coverage for our groups as well.